It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
Welcome to beautiful Somerset Park in Sabetha. It is a picture-perfect day for baseball and ready for the postseason. It's the zone tournament in AA of Legion Baseball, and today our first matchup is Marysville and Hiawatha. Welcome to the broadcast. Again, Johnny King here with you. Kirk Hillman taking care of us back at the studios. And, well, Hiawatha comes in today 2-15. They are the 6 seed, while Marysville, they are 16-11. They are the 3 seed. We'll have another game tonight as well. It's a doubleheader. Donovan County, the 4 seed, will take on 5 seed Seneca. That will be at the conclusion of our game here tonight. So with that, let's go ahead and get to this matchup. We'll start with the lineups, and we'll go through. Is Marysville will be the home side. They won the coin toss, so they are the home team. So Hiawatha will be up to bat first. Their lineup looks like this. Leading things off will be the center fielder, Ashton Rocky. Batting second, the pitcher, Bryson Lee. Hitting in the 3 spot is the second baseman, Alex Rocky. And in cleanup is the shortstop, Xavier Oldham. Hitting fifth is the third baseman, Gunnar Smith. Batting sixth in right field, Tyler Davis. Hitting seventh is the catcher, Brant Barnhill. Hitting eighth is the first baseman, Ryan Keith. And batting ninth is the left fielder, Jake Rieger. He'll be facing Kane Brenniger of Marysville. These two teams played just about a week and a half ago. Marysville won both of those games, 11-0 and 5-0. 5-0 was the opening game. Brenniger did not throw in each of those two games, so he'll be seeing Hiawatha for the first time here this season. So we're just about set to go. Both teams have as their starters introduced. Marysville is about to take the field, and we will be set to go for this opening game of this Legion Baseball Tournament. I thank our Legion Baseball sponsors, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha, also Highland Community College, Kime CS of Sabetha, D&K Service, Moreland James Bank, also Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, Two Timbers in Highland, and Ryan Meiniger, the team at State Farm in Hiawatha. All of our sponsors making this broadcast happen here on at 103.9 KNZA. We'll have a full schedule of games coming up here on the radio this week. Tomorrow night, we will have the two winners bracket games at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Corning will get the winner of Marysville and Hiawatha, while Sabetha, the 1 seed, will get the winner of the Donovan County and Seneca matchup. That'll be the 8 o'clock game. We'll also be here for the semifinals on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and then also on Thursday, the championship game. That'll be at 8 o'clock as well. If you're not familiar with how these zone tournaments and state tournaments work, one team from here will go to Pittsburgh for the state tournament, where it is the AA and AAA combined, but AA will be put in their own pool, AAA will be put in their own pool as well. So that is how the state tournament will work next week in Pittsburgh for the whoever comes out of this zone tournament. Again, a beautiful day for baseball. Temperatures have been mid-80s. Not much wind, so the turf here at Sabetha will get fairly warm, but as the night rolls along, cool down for these guys. So turf infield, grass outfield. There was quite a bit of rain here yesterday, and so the outfield is very saturated. They weren't even letting teams take outfield in pregame warm-ups. But with that, we are set to go. It'll be Ashton Rocky who will dig in. Lead things off for Hiawatha. Reiniger, the lefty, his first offering is a fastball low and inside. Rocky did have two hits in the second game of that doubleheader against Marysville a week and a half ago. Now he swings and hits a ground ball to the shortstop Kirkland. He'll field and throw in plenty of time, and there's one away. So quickly one out. That'll bring up the pitcher, Bryson Lee. Lee playing for Hiawatha, but actually goes to school at Atchison County Community High School. Lee was hitless against Marysville in that doubleheader, and again, it was a tough doubleheader for Hiawatha, losing 5-0 and 11-0. There's a fastball in for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Lee. Marysville is going to play very, very shallow in the outfield. And the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Down goes Lee. That's the first strikeout for Breiniger. And there is two away. So quickly two outs. That'll bring up now the three hitter and the second baseman, Alex Rocky. They'll swing at the first pitch, pop it up on the infield. It's going towards the left field side, and it will get just over the third base dugout. Rocky, another right-handed hitter for Hiawatha. There's a fastball high and away, makes it a 1-1 count. Fastball misses high and away, 2-1 on Rocky. Hiawatha again with just two victories this season. Beat the Doniphan County junior team as now Rocky pops one up on the infield. The shortstop Kirkland's got it, and that will end the inning. So, three up, three down. We'll head to the bottom of the first. No score. Marysville coming to bat for the first time, and we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Somerset Park in Sabetha. Marysville coming up for the first time. Their lineup looks like this. Leading things off, the shortstop, Ben Kirkland. Batting second is the right fielder, Tragen Graff. Hitting third is the second baseman, Aiden Price. Batting cleanup, the third baseman, Peyton LeDuc. Hitting fifth is the pitcher, Kane Breiniger. Hitting sixth is the catcher, John Haggard. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Gabe Ketter. Hitting eighth is the first baseman, Connor Halbert. And batting ninth in center field, Zach Heffley. He's facing Bryson Lee of Hiawatha. Lee, right-handed pitcher, threw two-thirds of an inning against Marysville in the 11-0 loss. He allowed three earned runs, struck out one, walked one, and gave up one hit. So with that, Ben Kirkland will dig in. Kirkland was 2-for-5 against Hiawatha a couple of weeks ago. A swing of the first pitch from Lee and foul it back. He had a couple of RBIs in the 5-0 win over Hiawatha. Also scored one run, scored a couple of more runs in an 11-0 victory. Also had an RBI. Now Lee spikes a fastball in, 1-1 the count on Kirkland. Unlike Marysville, Hiawatha going to play very deep in the outfield. pretty much straight away. Now the 1-1. Fisted up to the right side, but is going to drop foul. It'll be a 1-2 count on Kirkland. Looking at the Hiawatha defense, Rieger in left, Rocky in center, Davis in right, Smith at third, Oldham at short. Alex Rocky is the second baseman, Keith at first, and Barnhill is the battery mate for Bryson Lee. Here's the 1-2. Fastball high and inside. And a 2-2. Again, off the fist, so it's going to drop down, fielded by the shortstop, Oldham. His throw will be in time. And a good play by Oldham for out number one. Tough play because Oldham had a chance to possibly catch that in the air, but he let it drop and then filled it with a bare hand and still had about a step and a half to get Kirkland at first base. Now here's Tragen Kraft for the first time. He's the right fielder from Marysville today. Kraft had three hits against Hiawatha last time these two teams played. The only time they played this year, that was, again, just a couple of weeks ago back on July 7th. Now fastball misses low and away, and it's 2-0 on Graff. Right-handed hitter is Graff, based on the righty Lee. Here's the 2-0. Line shot down the left field line. That's a base hit. He's going to roll deep. He will round first base. He's going to try for two. Here's the throw to second. It is not in time, and it's a one-out double for Tragen Kraft, and Marysville has something going here in the bottom of the first inning. Job by Rieger and left to navigate the wet outfield and get to that ball and made a decent throw, but Graff just slid in time. So he'll be at second base with one away, and now here's the second baseman, Aiden Price. Price was 1-for-5 in that doubleheader against Hiawatha. Had one RBI that day. Now he looks the first pitch fastball on the outside for strike one. Swings at a high fastball, comes up empty quickly, 0-2 on Price. A two-strike pitch is fouled back to the screen, a good cut by Price. Marysville sporting the all-gray uniforms today, gray tops and bottoms, black numerals trimmed in red. A couple of the guys rocking the stirrup socks as well, pretty good look. And the 0-2. Curveball left high and inside. Hiawatha, meanwhile, gray pants, red tops, blue numerals trimmed in white. And a 1-2 from Lee. Popped up to the right side into right center field, giving chases Davis. I don't think he saw it right away. Now he's got it. He'll make the play, tagging from second and going to third is Graff. He'll be at third base with two away. Two outs with a runner at third for Peyton LeDuc. He had just a couple of hits in that doubleheader against Hiawatha. Lee leaves a fastball high and inside. It gets away from the catcher, Barnhill, and that will allow Graff to come down from third and score our first run. So Graff moved to third on that fly out from Price and scores on the wild pitch. And Marysville takes a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. That was kind of a weird situation because LeDuc hadn't really stepped into the batter's box yet, and Lee had already come set. And they went ahead and let the pitch go and ended up coming inside and getting away from Barnhill. And now LeDuc will bounce the ball at the middle, a shortstop. Oldham's got it. He'll throw to first, and that'll end the inning. But Marysville does plate one. After one complete, it's Marysville 1, Hiawatha nothing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salad, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Sabetha. Hiawatha coming up for the second time. Dave Oldham will lead things off. Breininger on the mound. First pitch swinging is Oldham. He'll bounce at the left side. The third baseman, LeDuc's got it on a big hop, and he'll throw to first and one pitch, one out. Breininger throwing strikes early on. He's retired the first four batters he has faced. That'll break up now the third baseman, Gunnar Smith. Another right-handed batter for Hiawatha. Another first pitch swinging, knocked down by the shortstop, Kirkland. He'll have no play. He went into a headlong dive. It'll be an infield single for Gunnar Smith. So he will have the first hit and be the first base runner for Hiawatha. Kirkland, the shortstop, tried to make a good play on a dive. He knocked it down, but the ball squirted away from him. And so now it'll bring up Tyler Davis with a runner at first and one away. Davis, another right-handed hitter. He'll swing at the first pitch again. This one's popped up on the infield. Kirkland, the shortstop's got it, and there are two away. So three pitches, two outs, and a runner at first base. Now here's Brent Barnhill. He will bat with a runner at first and two away. Another right-handed batter, the catcher today for Hiawatha. So that's a short lead at first against a lefty. First pitch breaking ball is down the middle for strike one. Hiawatha, not a deep bench. Actually, not a bench. Only nine guys today. There's a fastball on the outside edge for a strike. Quickly 0-2 on Barnhill. Breininger only needed nine pitches in the first inning. His 0-2 is a fastball a little bit low. This will be pitch number 7 of the inning coming up for Breininger. The 1-2 is popped back and out of play. One nothing Marysville, top of inning number 2. 1-2 pitch. Fastball a little bit low, 2-2 now on Barnhill. Missed the runner at first, he singled. Out of the 2-2. Fastball high. That'll move the count full with Ryan Keith waiting on deck. And the payoff. Defensive swing. Somehow Barnhill got a bat on it and fouled it off to the right side and out of play. It was in on his hand. And now he's going to ask for time. He's going to retie his right cleat. Two outs, top of the second. And now the 3-2 to Barnhill. First of a pickoff attempt at first. Back safely is Smith. And the 3-2. Bounce to the shortstop. Kirkland's going to be a tough play on the run. It's going to be a wild throw. And it's going to get away from the first baseman, Halbert. He'll pick it up. It'll be an error on the shortstop, allowing the runner from second to advance to third, but it'll be an infield single for Barnhill, with the error allowing Smith to advance to third base. So now Hiawatha with something going after the pitcher Breiniger from Marysville got two outs on three pitches to start this inning. Hiawatha now with runners at first and third. And here's a left-handed hitting Ryan Keith. First pitch fastball is going to get away from the catcher Haggard. Runner from third going to come down and score and tie the game. Gunnar Smith ties us up at one as Hiawatha takes advantage of the error by the shortstop Kirkland. And we are tied at one here in the top of the second inning. Barnhill also moved up to second base. But now a chance for Hiawatha to take the lead on the base hit. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Keith. Keith only had one at-bat in that doubleheader against Marysville. We've been talking about a couple times. Now he rips the ball down the right field line, but this is going to hook foul. He got all of that. But way too out in front of it. Now it's 1-1. So Barnhill at second base. 1-1 our score. Top of the second, two out. There's the two-strike pitch. Fastball a little bit low. Again, the 2-2. Fastball low. It's going to get away from the catcher Haggard again, and that will allow Barnhill to move up to third. So now the go-ahead run is just 90 feet away. It's now a 3-2 count. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Keith. That'll end the inning. But Hiawatha does plate one. They have tied the game up at one. We'll head to the bottom of inning number two. 1-1 our score here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and learn.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Bottom of the second inning, 1-1 our score between Hiawatha and Marysville. Bryson Lee going to stay out there on the mound for Hiawatha. He will be facing the 5-6-7 portion of the order for Marysville. They played it one run in the bottom of the first inning. They got a double from Tregan Graff. And he eventually came around to score on a wild pitch. And Caden Breiniger will lead things off. He'll bat from the left side against Lee. Breiniger actually did not play against Hiawatha when they played that doubleheader back on July 7th. This will be his first time seeing Bryson Lee. Fastball misses just outside. 2-0 the count on Breiniger. They're going to shade him towards right center. There's a huge gap in left center. So if Reiniger was able to find that, he could run forever. Now 3-0 the count with John Haggard on deck. And the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike on the inside edge. Now the 3-1. Fastball down the middle, and it's now 3-2. That would be the pitch you were looking for on 3-1 if you're Breininger, but he elects to let it go. So now here's the 2-strike payoff pitch. A swing and foul ball back to the screen. And again the payoff. Fastball, high outside, ball four. First walk issued by Bryson Lee. And the second base runner for Marysville. Now here's John Haggard. Catcher for Marysville today. Big, tall, right-handed batter. There goes Breiniger. Pitches low. Throw down to second. Is going to be high and towards the right field side of the bag. It'll be a stolen base for Caden Breiniger. Now Marysville a chance to take the lead with a runner at second base. Pickoff attempt. Breiniger back safely. Haggard sporting the no batting glove look. They'll swing and hit a bouncing ball to the left side. It's going to go off the third baseman and into left field. Everybody kind of stopped, thought maybe it was a foul ball, and that's going to allow Breiniger to come around from third and score. And so Marysville is going to take a 2-1 lead as Breiniger comes around to score. It's got to be an error on the third baseman, and it is. So when Haggard will be at first, and Marysville takes a 2-1 lead. And here's Gabe Ketter now. He'll swing at the first pitch, pop it back. It'll be stay in play, but it'll drop foul in front of Barnhill, who was giving chase towards the screen. Ketter, another left-handed bat for Marysville. Haggard, the runner at first, not much of a threat to run. There's a fastball inside. He's not going to have to run because it's going to get away from the catcher, Barnhill, and it will allow him to take second base. The wheels kind of falling off a little bit in this bottom of the second inning for Hiawatha. That's something they've struggled with this year, is committing errors. There's a bouncing ball to the right side. Rocky, the second baseman, got it. He'll throw to first, and that'll be out number one. But a productive out for Gabe Ketter. He moves Haggard up to third base with less than two outs. So one away with a runner at third for Connor Halbert for the first time. He's another big right-handed bat. Any ball that he puts into the outfield would score the runner from third base. First pitch fastball misses high. And even though Haggard at third doesn't have great speed, any ball that gets by Barnhill, he'd have a chance. There's quite a bit of room here at Sabatha. Here's a high pop-up down the left field line. Will it stay in play? The third baseman, Smith, giving chase, and he's got it. And that is a big out number two for Bryson Lee. Good play by Smith. He was able to reach right near the wall, down that third base line, and make a good grab. And now here's Zach Heffley. So Heffley will back from the right side with a runner at third, looking to pick up another run for Marysville, who leads 2-1 here in the bottom of the second. First pitch fastball catches the outside of the knees for strike one. Fastball misses a little bit low, 1-1 the count. So far in this inning, walk, an error, a ground out, a pop-up. One run so far for Marysville. There's a fastball outside, 2-1 the count on Heffley. There's a floating ball on the left field line. It will hook just foul. So now it's 2-2 the count. Well, big pitch coming up for Bryson Lee, looking to keep things right at this 2-1 score. Set. Here's his 2-2. Late swing and a miss. Down goes Heffley. That's the first strikeout for Bryson Lee, and it ends the inning. He limits the damage to just one, but after two complete, it's Marysville 2, Hiawatha 1, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the third inning of play, 2-1 our score. Marysville leads Hiawatha. They will have the top of the order coming up with Hiawatha. Rocky Lee and then Alex Rocky. They'll be facing Kane Breiniger of Marysville, who has 26 pitches through two innings. He was looking really good. He had 9 pitches in the first and only threw 3 pitches to get 2 outs in the second. But gave up a couple of singles. And then a pass ball allowed Hiawatha to play to run. Well, here's Ashton Rocky to lead things off, and he's quickly down in an 0-2 hole. He grounded out to the shortstop, Kirkland, to lead off the game. Here's a 2-strike pitch. Bouncing ball to the left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. That's Jake Rieger. So Jake Rieger gets the base hit. And so back to the top of the order. Here's Ashton Rocky for the second time. That was the first at bat for Jake Rieger, but he singles to the left side. So he is on to lead off the third. And here's Rocky. He grounded out to begin the game. First pitch fastball misses high and outside. Now the 1-0 is a fastball low. 2-0 the count on Rocky. Short lead over at first for Rieger against the lefty Breiniger. He has not taken any chances, and now it's 3-0 on Rocky. With Bryson Lee waiting on deck. And a 3-0. Fastball on the outside edge, strike one. So now 3-1 on Rocky. Nobody out, top of the third inning, 2-1 Marysville leads. In the 3-1. Line shot in the left center field, and that is going to get down for a hit. Rieger will round second base. It's now fumbled in center. Rieger's going to try to get to third, and the throw is not going to be in time. It'll actually be kicked away, and now here's Ashton Rocky. He'll try to take second base, and he is in safely. So Rieger is going to be rewarded with his aggressive base running. That'll probably be an error on the center fielder, Heffley, because he kind of kicked it around in left center field. But it will be a base hit for Ashton Rocky. And now here's a ball hit to the right side. This will score a run. Bryson Lee picks up the RBI, and that'll tie us up at two. So Rieger comes in to score. Lee will pick up the RBI. And I will also move up Ashton Rocky to third base. And now here's Alex Rocky with one away. First pitch fastball, left high and outside. Hiawatha has two runs on four hits. And there's a swing and a miss by Alex Rocky. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1. Last ball a little bit low. So far in this inning, two hits, an error, and an RBI ground out. There's a line shot picked up by the third baseman, and that's actually bobbled. Now his throw is going to be way high, and it's going to go out of play. And that is going to not only score a run, but it will also allow Alex Rocky to move up to second base. And Hiawatha, they've taken a 3-2 lead. That's going to be an error on the third baseman, Leduc. Two errors in the inning. Marysville has now committed three errors in this game. They've come in the last two innings. There's a line drive base hit in the center field from Xavier Oldham. They're going to send Rocky around third. The throw is going to be way up the third base line, and it's going to score another run and also go into second base on the throw as Oldham. But he's going to pick up an RBI single as Alex Rocky came around from second base to score, and all of a sudden Hiawatha has taken a 4-2 lead. So it's 4-2 Hiawatha. They've played it three here in the top of the second. Still just one out. And this is now Gunnar Smith batting. First pitch breaking ball from Breiniger is in for a strike. Smith singled and scored a run in the second inning. Now he swings and misses, and he's down an 0-2 hole. Three hits in this inning for Hiawatha, taking advantage of a couple of errors as well. And now the 0-2. Low and inside, it's going to get away from the catcher, Haggard, and that's going to allow Oldham to take third base. So really, both teams taking advantage of every mistake so far. And the difference also is Hiawatha is hitting the ball hard. Now the 1-2. This will be a foul off that'll roll back to the screen. Hiawatha with four runs on five hits, three errors committed by Marysville. In the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Gunnar Smith, and that is out number two. That is the third strikeout of the day for Breiniger. Now two away, and it'll bring up Tyler Davis. He popped up to the shortstop. Kirkland is first at bat. First pitch breaking ball left outside from Breiniger. Now the 1-0. Fastball spiked in. Good job blocking that by Haggard. Good job of throwing his whole body over in front. out of the 2-0 to Davis. Last ball low, 3-0 with Brant Barnhill on deck. Davis, the seventh batter to come to the plate in this third inning for Hiawatha. And the 3-0. Last ball in the inside corner for a strike. Runner at third, two away. Three runs already across in this inning for Hiawatha. Now 3-1. Bounced in. It's going to get away from the catcher, Haggard. He had no idea where the ball was, but it doesn't get far enough away for Olin to come down to score. But Davis does walk. And now we're going to have a meeting at the mound for Marysville. And that might be it for Caden Breiniger. Started so well in this game, but ended up throwing 17 pitches in the second inning, and he has really struggled here in this third. He is just not missing any bats of Hiawatha. Yeah, he has three strikeouts, but Hiawatha has been hitting him hard in this inning. And after the walk as well, but they're going to keep him in there. Trying to get this final out. Runners at first and third, two outs, and a 4-2 Hiawatha lead looking for one more. It'll be Brant Barnhill who will bat. He already has a single today. First pitch fastball paints the inside corner at the knees for strike one. Swinging a foul off by Barnhill, and he's quickly 0-2. Now Breiniger, a big pitch coming up, trying to just get out of this inning. He's given up three runs already, looking to keep it right there at a 4-2 deficit. Now the two-strike pitch. Fastball on the edge, called strike three. Fourth strikeout of the day for Breiniger. That will end the inning. But Hiawatha plate three after 2.5. It's 4-2 Hiawatha. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. 4-2. Marysville trailing Hiawatha now, but they'll have the top of the order coming up against Bryson Lee, who has allowed just one hit so far, but he has walked one, and his defense has let him down a little bit. Marysville played one run in the first inning, and one more in the second. So it'll be Ben Kirkland to lead things off. He will dig in from the right side. He grounded out to the shortstop, pulled him in his first at bat. So Lee into the windup. His first pitch to Kirkland is a fastball down the middle for strike one. Marysville, two runs on one hit. They have committed three errors. That's been pretty much the difference here tonight. Now Kirkland swings and skies the ball back and out of play, and it's 0-2. and the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball is drilled to left field in deep, giving chases the left fielder Rieger, but it's going to drop foul. It's a long way, but got it up in the air. So it'll remain 0-2 on Kirkland. Hit that ball hard. I believe he is using a wood bat. At least it looks like it. I think it is an actual metal bat. And the 0-2 again. Now we'll line a ball to right field and fairly deep, but Davis will retreat and make the grab over his left shoulder for out number one. So one away, and here's Tragen Graf for the second time. He doubled and scored a run in the first inning. Lined a ball down the third baseline. They came around to score on a wild pitch. Check swing here. Did he go around? They're going to say he did. Or actually, no, they're not going to say he did. I thought the home plate umpire pointed at him like he was saying that he went around, but said he asked first base umpire Jeff May, who says he did not. So ball one. Now swinging a foul back and out of play by Graf. And the 1-1. Line down the right field line, but that's going to slice foul. It's 1-2 on Graf. Still got another game to go tonight. Donovan County and Seneca will play after this. And the 1-2. Line shot in the left field. That's another base hit. So Graf will round first. He will stop there. And he is 2-for-2 tonight. So Graf is on with one away. Now here is Aiden Price. Price flew out to right field in his first at-bat. Well, he's taking his time. There goes the runner. Throw down to second base. It is not in time. That'll be a stolen bag for Graf. So he will be in scoring position with one away for Price. And the 1-0. Last ball high and away. Now Price is going to ask for time. I'll step out. Lee will step off the rubber. I think the home plate umpire says a 1-1 count, not a 2-0 count. So 1-1 the count. Now a ball left outside, and it's 2-1. Now they're going to have a quick chat out on the mound. They might have a pitching change. I'm not exactly sure where Lee was as far as the pitch count goes. Is at 45 pitches. A 2-1 count on Aiden Price, so kind of an odd situation to come out and have a chat in the middle of an at-bat like that. He still has the ball in his hand, so it looks like he's going to stay out there. And I think they are going to make a pitching change. So Hiawatha will make a pitching change. We will take the break. It's 4-2. Hiawatha leading as we're in the bottom of the third inning of play here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With the never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Pitching change for Hiawatha. Ashton Rocky is now on the mound. Bryson Lee, I believe, is going to go to shortstop. And Xavier Oldham is going to go out to center field. So, yeah, Oldham will go to center, and Bryson Lee will go to short. So it's a 2-1 count on Aiden Price in a 4-2 lead for Hiawatha. There's a runner at second base with one out in Tregan Kraft. He singled and then stole second base. So 2-1's the count on Aiden Price. And a 2-1. Line to the left field is going to get down for a base hit. They're going to send Graff around third. There will not be a throw. Actually, they are going to throw now. It's way late, and that's going to be a mental mistake for Bryson Lee, the shortstop for Hiawatha. He tried to throw it home. He had no chance of getting Graff, and that allowed Price to move up to second base on the throw. So it's now 4-3. Hiawatha leads. Marysville has trimmed it down to one, and they now have a runner at second base, only one away. And Peyton LeDuc up to the back. First pitch from Ashton Rocky, a fastball high and inside. Now bouncing ball hit back up the middle. It's going to be knocked down, fielded by the shortstop Lee. His throw is in time. It's a pretty good play. And there are two away. Now here's Caden Breiniger. He will bat with a runner at third base and two outs. Breiniger walked, scored a run in the second inning. Two outs. Pitch to Breiniger is popped up to the left side, but that will get out of play. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball left way high and outside. Marysville looking to tie this game up. 4-3 Hiawatha leads, bottom of the third inning. There's a 1-2. There's a swing and a miss by Breiniger. A bad swing, and he comes up empty, and that will end the inning. But Marysville does play one, and after three complete, Hiawatha 4, Marysville 3, here on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salad, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank in life.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth inning. 4-3 our score. Hiawatha leads Marysville. Ian Breiniger will stay on the mound for Marysville. He will face the bottom of the order for Hiawatha. Keith Reiger and then Rocky. First pitch swing is Keith. He whiffs at a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Keith struck out in his first at-bat in the second inning. He bats for the left side against the lefty Breiniger. Oh, fastball misses low and away. And a 1-1. Swing and a miss by Keith, and now he's down 1-2. Start of the fourth inning, 4-3 our score. And the two-strike pitch. Fastball low. Now the 2-2. Popped up. This is going to get back and out of play. In the 2-2, a curveball left way high and inside, went over the head of Keith. So that'll move the count full 3-2. Now the payoff. Fastball just outside, ball 4 to be a leadoff walk to Ryan Keith. So I'll bring up Jake Rieger. He singled and scored a run in the third inning for Hiawatha. He got things started in that 3-run third. Now he lines the ball down the left field line, but that is going to be foul. Keith at first, nobody out, top of the fourth inning. That was a line shot into center field, but it's going to stay up for Heffley, who's going to make a running grab in left center field. And that is out number 1. Now back to the top of the order. Here's Aston Rocky for the third time. He has grounded out, singled, and scored a run. Keith, a short lead over at first, and there's a line shot in the left field, and that's going to get over the head of the left fielder Ketter and roll all the way deep. Getting around second base is Keith. He will make it to third. He had to halt there because he had to wait and make sure that ball was going to get over Ketter's head. He should have been able to read it right away because Ketter immediately just turned and ran. He knew it was over his head. Well, that's going to be a double nonetheless for Ashton Rocky. And Hiawatha is hitting Breiniger hard here today. Now here's Bryson Lee with a couple of guys in scoring position. Hiawatha leads 4-3, start of the fourth inning. First pitch fastball and misses high and away. Lee has struck out and also has an RBI ground out today. It's a bouncing ball to the right side. This will be another RBI. He'll get a run home as the second baseman Price throws him out. The second RBI of the day for Lee gives Hiawatha a 5-3 lead as Keith comes down from third to score. Ashton Rocky also moved up to third, so now here's Alex Rocky with a runner at third base and two away. First pitch from Breininger is a fastball high. Got to wonder how much longer Breininger will be left out there for Marysville. There's a swing and a pop-up that'll get out of play to the right side. One-one. Pop back our way. It'll hit the press box and bounce off, and it's now 1-2 on Alex Rocky. Runner third, two outs. Here's the two-strike pitch. Popped up on the infield to be playable for the shortstop, Kirkland. He'll make the grab, and that'll end the inning. But Hiawatha plates another. And after 3.5, it's 5-3. Hiawatha leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab, or if you've been injured, let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-3 our score. Hiawatha leads Marysville. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. While we have a chance, let's go ahead and thank our Legion Baseball sponsor, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca. Visit them online at sailorinsurance.com. Highland Community College, start here, go anywhere. Visit them online at highlandcc.edu and ComTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-3, Marysville trails. It'll be John Haggard to lead things off against Ashton Rocky. Haggard looks at a fastball down the middle for a strike, 1-1 the count. There's a bouncing ball hit up the middle. The shortstop Lee's got it. He throws on the money for out number one. So now one away, and here's Gabe Ketter. He bats from the left side. He grabs it out to the second baseman, Rocky, his first time up. That is Alex that is out at second base. Ashton is on the mound. Now a bouncing ball again hit right back to Lee, but he just had a bounce right over the top of his glove. It took kind of a high hop on him, and I think it almost broke the webbing of his glove as he's looking at it and showing his third baseman, Smith. But it's got to be an error. We'll allow Ketter to reach. Lee just acted like he almost didn't see it right away, and then it took that big hop on him, and he just was not ready for it at all. So now here's Connor Halbert. He'll throw over back safely is Ketter. Anytime a runner is reached today, Marysville has been off and running. Now running is Ketter, and a fastball misses high to Halbert. He popped to the third baseman Smith in foul territory in his first at-bat. Smith made a really good play up against the wall. Now running again is Ketter, and now a ball is going to bounce off the edge of the plate straight up into the air, and it's going to allow Ketter to take second base. Now an RBI opportunity for Halbert. One out, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-3, Hiawatha leads. Fastball misses high and inside, now 3-0 with Heffley on deck. A fastball that just paints the outside edge of the knees for a strike, 3-1 the count on Halbert. And the pitch. Bouncing ball to the left side, takes a big hop on the third baseman. Smith's got it. He's got plenty of time. He'll throw it at first, and that'll be out number two. And moving to third base is Ketter. So now two outs, the runner at third for Zach Heffley. He struck out his first time up. That was against Bryson Lee. So his first time facing Ashton Rocky. High fly ball into the left field and deep. That is going to be back and over the head of the left fielder Rieger and up against the wall. One runner will score, and getting into second base, standing up is Heffley. He has an RBI stand-up double, and it's now a 5-4 Hiawatha lead. That ball was crushed, though, by Heffley. It bounced up against the base of the wall. And so now 5-4 is our score. Back to the top of the order now from Ariesville. Here's Ben Kirkland for the third time. He gets grounded out and flown out to right field. Now he lines the ball to right field. That's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall again. Scoring easily from second base is Heffley. Kirkland's going to try for three. The throw to third base. It is not going to be in time. Sliding in safely ahead of the tag is Kirkland. It's an RBI triple, and we are tied at five. So Marysville has plated two runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning and tied this game up at five. Bryson Lee had thrown pretty well through the first couple of innings, but they brought in Rocky in the third. And so far, Marysville has scored three off of it. And now have a runner at third base with two away for Tegan Graff. I'll swing a pop-up ball back. It'll be playable for the catcher, Barnhill, and he will make the grab, and that'll end the inning. But Marysville does plate two, and at the end of four, we are tied at five here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back to start of the fifth inning of play. 5-5 our score. Hiawatha will continue to face Caden Breininger of Marysville. Wonder how short his leash will be here in this fifth inning. He will face Xavier Oldham to lead things off. He is 1-for-2, a ground out and a single, and he'll pop a ball into left field, playable for Ketter. Left fielder's underneath it, and he's got it for out number one. So one pitch, one out. That'll bring up the third baseman, Gunnar Smith. He has singled, scored a run, and struck out today. Both of those, again, against Breiniger. First pitch, a fastball on the inside edge for strike one. Hiawatha, 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Marysville, 5 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors. So no, it has not been the cleanest game at all. On one, bounced into the third base dugout. So now the 1-2 from Breiniger. Fastball high and away. Now the 2-2. Hit to the shortstop Kirkland. He'll field it on a big hop. Steps, throws, and it is in time for out number two. And so this is the last couple of pitches coming up for Tyler, for Breiniger, as he will now face Tyler Davis. That was the 76th pitch for Breiniger. First pitch breaking ball is in for a strike to Tyler Davis. Davis has popped up to short and walked. Now fastball misses low, 1-1 the count. Breiniger working very quickly, now a swing and a miss by Davis, and it's 1-2. Got to think that Breiniger probably in the last couple of pitches here, he gets close to that 80-pitch mark. There's a high fly ball to right field, playable for Graff. He's got it, and that'll end the inning. So, Breiniger night is likely done. He goes 5 complete. And at the end of 4.5, it is 5-5. Marysville coming up when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 5-5 our score. Marysville will have the middle of their order coming up, 3-4-5 against Ashton Rocky of Hiawatha. Marysville has scored 1 run in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. So it'll be Aiden Price to lead things off against Rocky. Price is 1-for-2 today. He has flown out to right and has an RBI single in the third inning. Now Marysville looking to get something started with a game tied at 5 here in the bottom of the 5th. First pitch from Rocky is popped up high in the air to the left side. The third baseman, Smith, giving chase in foul territory, and he's got it for out number 1. So one away, and now here's Peyton LeDuc. He's the cleanup hitter for Marysville. He has grounded out twice to the shortstop. It's the first time he'll be facing Ashton Rocky, and a fastball is left high. Curveball is pulled away in the left-handed batter's box. 2-0 the count on LeDuc. Against Seneca, Doniphan County, the game after this. The fastball high, and it's now 3-0 with Breiniger on deck. Doniphan County is here. I did not see Seneca yet. And a fastball is in there for a strike. That's 3-1 on LeDuc. Game is scheduled to begin at 7:45. And a swing and a foul off by LeDuc. Now it's 3-2. And the payoff. Fastball low, ball 4. So it'll be a one-out walk for LeDuc, and now here's Caden Breiniger for the third time. He has walked, scored a run, and struck out. Squaring a bump, pulling it back is Breiniger. He'll take a ball outside and high. One out, bottom of the 5th inning, 5-5 our score. Squaring the bump, Breiniger gets down a really good bump, but it's going to roll just foul. It was right on the line and then just spun into foul territory, and so that'll be strike 1 on Breiniger. And now Hiawatha's going to make another pitching change. So now I think they're going to bring Barnhill in to throw, but pitching change for Hiawatha, and again, in the middle of the count, 1-1. Count on Keen Breiniger with one out in the bottom of the 5th inning, a game tied at 5 when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Portons. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salad, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Grant Barnhill now on the mound for Hiawatha. He will take the place of Ashton Rocky, who was right at that 30-pitch threshold. The Legion Baseball pitch count rule is a little bit different than high school. 1 through 30 is no day's rest. Anywhere from 31 to 45 pitches requires 1 day. 46 to 60 is 2. 61 to 80 is 3, and 81 plus is 4 days, and the max pitch you can throw in a day is 105. So Caden Breiniger is the guy that is up to bat. He's got a 1-1 count against him with a runner at third and one out in the bottom of the 5th inning. So with that, Barnhill is ready to go, and we're ready to go. Again, 1-1 the count on Breiniger. Peyton LeDuc is the runner at first base. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. We're tied at 5. LeDuc, a decent lead out at first. Not running. Breiniger squares the bunt and pops it back to the screen. This has not really looked that comfortable squaring around a bunt. Now he's going to have to protect with two strikes against it. LeDuc, another decent lead at first. Not running. Breiniger will pop a ball to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, Smith. And there are two away. That'll bring up with two outs and a runner at first, John Haggard. He reached on an error in the second, grounded out to short in the fourth inning. Now he checks the swing, pops it up on the infield. The first baseman, Keith, giving chink, but it's going to be the catcher, Lee, who tried to take charge. That's got to be Keith's ball all the way. First baseman for Hiawatha's got to come field that ball. I know Lee, the catcher, is a good athlete, but that's still got to be a ball that Keith takes charge of and makes the play. But instead it falls down and gives new life to John Haggard. Now a pickoff attempt back safely is LeDuc. LeDuc, another really good lead, not going. And there's a hot shot to left field that is deep, and that is going to be caught up near the track by Rieger, and that will end the inning. So a hard hit out for Haggard, and with that, we've played 5 complete. And at the end of 5, we're tied at 5 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GM Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
KNZA.
Start of the sixth inning, 5-5 our score. Marysville and Hiawatha, a good start to this Legion Baseball Zone Tournament. Still have another game to go tonight between Donovan County and Seneca. And a pitching change coming up for Marysville. Ben Kirkland will now be on the mound for Marysville. So we'll try to find all the switches here for Marysville. We know for sure LeDuc is staying at third. And it's going to be Aiden Price moving over to short. Breiniger will go to center field. And Brant Barnhill will be the first batter that Ben Kirkland faces. He'll swing at the first pitch, foul it up against the screen. Barnhill has singled and struck out today. Both of those were against Breiniger. Now a breaking ball is in for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Barnhill. Kirkland is far and away the ace of the staff for Marysville. He He did not face Hiawatha in that doubleheader a couple of weeks ago. There's a breaking ball that just misses off the outside edge. 1-2 the count against Barnhill. Another 1-2. Swung on and missed. Down goes Barnhill, and that is strikeout number one for Ben Kirkland. Now he'll face Ryan Keith for the first time. Keith has struck out and walked, scored a run today. He bats from the left side. First pitch fastball misses low and away. A breaking ball left high. 2-0 the count on Keith. Kirkland works quickly, and now he misses again, so it's now 3-0 on Keith, with Rieger on deck. And a 3-0. Fastball inside. Fastball 4 to Keith, so he has walked for the second consecutive at bat. And that'll bring up the 9-hitter, Jake Rieger. Rieger has singled, scored a run, and also lined out. Again, another miss by Kirkland. He's now missed with 5 straight. And now he puts a ball that's knocked down by the shortstop. Throw to first is going to be not in time. It'll be up the line. And that is going to allow Rieger to reach. It'll be just an infield single, though, for Rieger. He has his second hit. It's a good effort by Aiden Price, the new shortstop for Marysville. That'll put runners at first and second, and back to the top of the order for Ashton Rockies. An opportunity here for Hiawatha. First pitch fastball left inside. Now squaring to bunt is Rocky. He gets it down, but it's going to slice foul. And he's now down 0-2. Excuse me, 1-1. 1-1 the count on Rocky. Won the count on Ashton Rocky. One out. Start of the sixth inning. Tied at 5. Fastball misses high, and it's now 2-1 on Rocky. Kirkland is struggling with command a little bit, and now I'll have a quick meeting at the mound to have a chat about what Kirkland is doing wrong. He's missed pretty much everything high. Just looking to try to find a way to get out of this inning. 5-5 our score. While we have an opportunity, let's thank a couple more of our Legion Baseball sponsors making this broadcast happen here on KNZA. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Oral and James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. Part of the Bank of Blue Valley, online at bankbv.com. And actually, Marysville is going to make a pitching change. So Kirkland's day is done. And with that, we'll step aside. 5-5 our score when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Dragan Graff is the new pitcher for Marysville. He replaces Kirkland, who throws just over 20 pitches. So Dragan Graff will be the new man on the mound. He'll have a 2-1 count against Ashton Rocky with runners at first and second, one out, top of the sixth inning, and a 5-5 score. First pitch from Graff, scoring a bunt is Rocky. He gets it down, and nobody's covering first base. Now throw it to the set first, and just in time is Aiden Price covering the bag, who came running over from second base. And that'll be an out. And the second out of the inning will be 1-4 officially on the putout. And two away for Bryson Lee with a chance to give Hiawatha the lead. He'll have runners at second and third and two away. First time he'll be facing Dragan Graff. First pitch fastball catches the outside corner for a strike. Lee has two RBI ground outs and a strikeout. Graff comes set, waits, takes a look over at third, and the 0-1 is hit to the right side, but right at the first baseman, Halbert, who makes the grab, and that'll end the threat. So Hiawatha strands two at the end of 5.5. We're tied at 5 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A little prime opportunity squandered for Hiawatha. Runners at second and third and a hard hit ball by Lee, but a good play by Halbert, the first baseman for Marysville, to keep it a 5-5 game as we're into the bottom of the sixth inning. Marysville is going to have the 7-8-9 portion of the order up. Ketter, Halbert, and then Heffley. And we'll continue to face Brant Barnhill of Hiawatha. So with that, Marysville looking to try to score a run, and then if they can hold Hiawatha on the top of the seventh, they pick up the victory, but Hiawatha looking to keep things right where they're at. So here's Gabe Ketter to lead things off. He has grounded out, reached on an error, and also scored a run today. He bats on the left side against Barnhill for the first time. First pitch. Last ball misses low and away from Barnhill. Now the 1-0 is grounded to the right side, fielded by the second baseman Rocky. He'll throw in time, and there's one away. There's Connor Halbert. He has popped up into foul territory, and he has grounded out. It's his first time facing Barnhill from the right side. The first pitch from Barnhill is popped into shallow center field, giving chase and making a nice diving grab is Rocky for out number two. That is Ashton Rocky out there in center who makes a nice grab. And quickly, two away for Zach Heffley. He has struck out and also has an RBI double today. When we get after the game, we still have to pick our McDonald's player of the game. So far, that is still up for grabs. Fastball misses low and away. And 5-5 our score in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-0. Fastball catches the bottom of the zone at the knees for a strike. 1-1 to count on Heffley. Now the 1-1. Fastball high and away. There's a swing and a high fly ball in the right field. Davis is underneath it, and he's got it, and that will end the inning. So three up, three down. We've played six complete. We'll head to the seventh inning of play. 5-5 our score, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Call or stop by to see your local shelter insurance agent for a free quote. Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the seventh inning, 5-5 our score. Dragon Graff will stay out there for Marysville. He will get the middle of the order. Alex Rocky, Xavier Oldham, and then Gunnar Smith. Looking to keep things right at a 5-5 score and give Marysville a chance to walk it off in the bottom of the seventh. Still have another game to go tonight between Seneca and Doniphan County. That is scheduled to begin at 7:45. We have a chance to thank Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people. To Timbers in Highland, a home plus senior living community. Ryan Meininger of the team at State Farm Insurance in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. And Kirkwood & Company in Highland, restaurant and sports bar open every day. Visit Kirkwood on Facebook for their daily special. Here's Alex Rocky for the fourth time today. He has popped up twice and also reached down in there where he scored a run. 1-0 from Graff is high and inside. Now 2-0 the count. Graff got the final couple of outs in the sixth inning for Marysville. They're going to keep things right where they are. 2-0 high. 3-0 the count on Rocky. Both the great Denny Matthews walks in the late innings will get you beat more often than not. I don't want to walk the leadoff man, Alex Rocky. Here's the 3-0. Fastball down the middle for a strike. Raffo's going to get back into this count. Here's his 3-1. Swung on and missed, and it's now 3-2 against Rocky. So from 3-0 to 3-2. A big pitch coming up here for Graff. Graff with an open stance from the windup. Here's his payoff. Pop back and out of play. Alex Rocky has seen at least 5 pitches in every at-bat tonight. And again, the payoff pitch. Hit to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, LeDuc. He'll throw in plenty of time, and there is one away. Good job by Graff to work back into the count from 3-0 and eventually get the ground out. So now one big out, and here's Xavier Oldham. He has one hit today. He has also grounded out and popped out. Flew out to left field back in the fifth inning. First time he is facing Graff, his first pitch is a fastball high. Inside, and now 2-0 the count on Oldham. Graff is not making things easy on himself here in this seventh inning. Now 2-0 is a fastball high, and it's now 3-0 with Gunnar Smith on deck. With a second straight batter, he has gone 3-0 against him. He worked back into the count against Rocky and eventually got a ground out. Now he's going to do some work against Oldham. Fastball high, ball four. So one out walk of Oldham. That'll bring up Gunnar Smith. Smith has singled, scored a run, struck out, and grounded out tonight. Oldham the runner at first. He's got decent speed. Would expect him to likely be off and running here before long as Hiawatha's got to make something happen. Decent lead at first for Oldham. Graff comes set. Not running. A fastball. Missing a little bit high and inside to Smith. 5-5 our score. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Final inning of play. Out running again. Now the 1-0 is swung through and missed, and it's 1-1 on Smith. Again, the runner at first, not running, and there's a swing and a pop foul and out of play. So after going 3-0 on Rocky, he went back into the count and got a ground out. He walked Oldham on 4 straight, and now he's got Smith down 1-2. Graff looking to make a big pitch here. One out, the top of the 7th. Oldham another decent lead at first. There he goes, the swing and a miss. And he's going to be out. He does not have to throw. A good job by the pitcher, Graff, to keep Haggard from throwing that ball down to first. So it's a strikeout of Smith and a big second out. And out will be up to Tyler Davis with a runner at second base. So the ball taken away from Haggard. He recrowned it quickly and he nearly threw down to first, but his pitcher, Graff, said, do not throw that baseball. Take a chance of throwing it up the line. And he listened. So now a runner at second base, 2 out for Tyler Davis. First pitch, fastball, left high. That is what Graff has struggled with tonight. That's what Kirkland struggled with as well in the sixth inning when he came on. Now the 1-0. Fastball, a little bit inside. 2-0 the count on Davis. Short lead out at second base for Oldham. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a foul off by Davis. Fouled it straight back to the screen. Another short lead. Two outs and the 2-1. Line in the center field, but Breiniger is there. He'll make the grab, and that will end the threat. So, bottom of the seventh inning we go. Marysville trying to win it with a run. We'll come back with the score tied at 5 on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery Importance. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salad, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GM Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and learn.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Chance to win it for Marysville. Game tied at 5 in the bottom of the 7th inning. The top of the order will be coming up. Kirkland, Graff, and then Price. If anybody gets on, Peyton LeDuc will have an opportunity. He'll be facing Grant Barnhill of Hiawatha. He is the third pitcher the Hiawatha has put out there. Bryson Lee got the start on the mound. Then Ashton Rocky came in relief. And now Barnhill has done the last couple of innings, but it's going to start here with Ben Kirkland. He has an RBI triple today along with a ground out and a fly out. He is facing Barnhill for the first time. Squares the bunt, gets down a decent bump, but it's right back to Barnhill with a step and throw, and that's out number one. So one out, now here's Trigg and Kraft. Graff has two hits today. He has doubled, he has singled, he has scored twice, and he has popped up. First pitch breaking ball is left outside from Barnhill. Hiawatha is playing about as deep as you could possibly play in the outfield. A breaking ball inside that eclipsed the jersey of Graff, it did, so he will take first base on the hit-by-pitch. So the winning run is on for Marysville, and we'll see if they test the arm of Bryson Lee. So it'll be Aiden Price who will dig in. He has an RBI single already today. He has also flown out to right and popped up to third. Reagan Graff represents the winning run. He is at first base. Be interesting to see if they do try the arm of Bryson Lee. Big lead over at first for Graff. There he goes. Throw down to second base is not in time. And Graff is at second base in scoring position with a winning run. Price now with a chance to win it. Here's the pitch from Barnhill. Inside, 2-0 the count. 2-0 on Price. Marysville trying to end it right here. Any base hit's going to easily score. And there's a base hit to left field. Graff around third. They're actually going to hold him there, as he did not get a very good jump. Price will move up to second base. That's actually Bing, because that takes away the threat of a double play. So now the winning run is just 90 feet away. It'll be up to Peyton LeDuc, and they're just going to go ahead and put him on and intentionally walk him to get to Caden Breiniger. Now Hiawatha's going to have a quick meeting at the mound. So it'll be Breiniger who will come to the plate with a chance to win it. There's one out. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning in a 5-5 game. So there's a lot of different scenarios where Marysville can now win this game. Breiniger just is looking to put the ball in play. He's trying to put the ball in play and make something happen. Barnhill will stay out there. And so one out, bottom of the seventh, and a 5-5 game. The only run that matters is the one standing at third base in Tragen Graff. But the bases are loaded. Graff at third, Price second, LeDuc is at first. Breiniger from the left side will dig in. He has walked, scored a run, struck out, and popped out today. Barnhill gets the sign. Comes set. The first pitch to Breiniger is a fastball. It's going to bounce off the plate, and Marysville's going to win it. Coming down from third is Graff. He will score the winning run. And final score, Marysville wins it on a wild pitch. 6-5 the final, and Marysville moves on to the next round of the zone tournament. They will next be in action tomorrow night as they win it by a final of 6-5. So Marysville moves on here in this AA zone tournament. They advance to take on Corning tomorrow night. That'll be at 6 o'clock. So 6-5 the final. Marysville wins it. We'll take a break with postgame coming up when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Six-five the final. Marysville wins it over Hiawatha and advances to take on Corning tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Tragen Graff scores the winning run on a wild pitch in the seventh inning, so Marysville will move on to the next round tomorrow night. 5-5 game going into the bottom of the seventh. Tragen Graff was hit by a pitch. Aiden Price then singled. Peyton LeDuc was intentionally walked, and then Graff scores the winning run on that wild pitch. Looking to the totals, we'll start with Hiawatha. Ashton Rocky had a couple of hits, a single, a double, and he scored a run. Bryson Lee had a pair of RBIs. Alex Rocky scored once. Xavier Oldham was on base twice, a hit and a walk. Gunnar Smith singled, scored a run. Tyler Davis was on base once with a walk. Brant Barnhill had a single. He reached once. Ryan Keith was on base twice. He walked a couple of times and scored once. And Jake Ringer had a pair of singles and scored once. Hiawatha, they moved to the loser's bracket. They are now 3-2-16 on the season, as they will play the loser, and they will play again on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. So, Marysville, meanwhile, Ben Kirkland had an RBI triple. Tragen Graff had a single, a double, three runs scored. He was also hit by a pitch. He scored the game-winning run. Aiden Price had a pair of singles and an RBI. Peyton LeDuc had a walk and an intentional walk. Kane Breiniger had a walk, scored a run. John Haggard reached base on an error, as did Gabe Ketter. He ended up scoring a run. And Zach Heffley had an RBI double for Marysville, who is now 17-11 on the year and will play Corning tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Time to pick our McDonald's player of the game, brought to you by the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Winner will get a coupon, go for a free extra value meal at those McDonald's. And pretty easy decision, Tragen Graff, he's going to be our player of the game. Single, a double, three runs scored, and also the game-winning run scored in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Graff, he will be our player of the game. Another game still to go tonight. We've got Seneca and Donovan County coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for that ball game between Donovan County and Seneca. But again, 6-5 the final. Marysville wins it over Hiawatha in walk-off fashion here on FM 103.9 KMZA.